Peter Beaumont is on the line again. What can you tell us, Peter?
Yeah, I've just walked along the Nile from the Semiramis Hotel, which is one of the big luxury hotels, back to the Ramses Hilton where I'm staying. The police seem to have pushed back the protesters who were threatening to push them off the Casa Nile Bridge. But there are still clashes going on all over the city. People are still trying to come over the three main bridges into the city centre to access Tahrir Square. I'm actually on the 19th floor, and from where I am, I mean, I can see three or four columns of different smoke where barricades have been set on fire. I mean, I can't tell what all of them are. I mean, the tourists who are stuck here are obviously very alarmed, and when we tried to get back into our own hotel, they put a barricade across the door because they think that the protesters want to come in here, when in fact all they want to do is try to get to Tahrir Square. It doesn't show any sign of dying down at the moment, and the running battles on both sides of the river still seem to be continuing.
Al Jazeera are just showing pictures of a cleared motorway bridge over which police are firing tear gas canisters and protesters are chucking them back at the police.
That's right next to me, yeah. We came past that. They're picking up the tear gas canister. I mean, I having got gassed earlier today, I have no idea how the protesters are actually managing to stay in the smoke, because, I mean, like every 20 or 30 seconds you hear another tear gas canister being fired, but they're bending down, picking them up and throwing them back at the police, or throwing them over the balustrades of the bridge into the River Nile.
But the police have succeeded in clearing the bridges, though.
When I was coming past, they had partial control of one bridge. The bridge nearest to us, there were protesters running most of the way along it. So they haven't absolutely got complete control of the bridges. I mean, people got pushed back, but then, you know, as I was coming back into the hotel, I could see protesters running towards the police lines again.
Impossible question, but what's your sense of where this is going?
My sense of where it's going, I mean, despite the best efforts of the regime, they have flooded the city with security forces. Absolutely flooded it. I have never seen so many police in my life. Yet people still came out, and it wasn't just the young guys up looking for a fight. It was from all walks of Cairo society, and they are determined. They seem very, very determined that they want to see change in this country. And the way things are going, if these demonstrations continue, I can't see how President Mubarak can hold on.
Any word?
I may be wrong, but I can't see it.
Any word from him and his officials?
We have absolutely no communications. The only thing that's working at the moment is landlines intermittently in the hotels. There's no internet, there's no mobile phones. I have no idea what's going on except what's going on the streets.
Okay, Peter, we'll get back to the streets. Thanks a lot.
Okay, thanks a lot.